Today we're doing story time, 3-4-3 style. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the 3-4-3 podcast. I am your host, John Pronich. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than things in the past. There's no guest. It's just me. Sorry. And what I am going to do is read you a couple of blog posts from 343.com that touch on a very, I guess, sought after topic. We field a lot of inquiries from coaches asking us questions about these topics, about this specific realm of information. So I figured the best way to relay this would be to revisit two of the posts from a couple of years back and go from there. So we'll just jump right in. Here we go. October 14th, 2013. A huge mistake well-meaning coaches are making. They try a bunch of different activities. Doing this creates no continuity in your training, which means, one, your players aren't getting a simple, digestible message, aka the philosophy. Two, your players can't achieve a level of mastery in the skills associated with a particular activity. Three, you, the coach, aren't achieving a level of mastery with a particular activity, aka the execution. The key is coming up with a small set of core activities that properly support the type of football you want to play, and consequently, the type of player that you want to develop. How small is this set? Well, I don't have a number, but it should chiefly comprise of just a few technical, a few on how you're going to build, a few on how you're going to attack, and a few on how you're going to defend. And you hammer these over and over and over again in all of your sessions until your players demonstrate consistent execution during match play. That can take months to years, depending on the level of the roster, the level of the coach, and if you've chosen your activities wisely. So that was post number one in a two-part series. And I just wanted to kind of take a break right now and just let everybody inhale that, I guess. Digest it. Get ready for part number two. All good? Here we go. October 22nd, 2013. The golden rule to team and player development. This continues with the theme of our previous article. It is after your team demonstrates a level of mastery with your core material that you can start layering in other principles. For instance, our founding core, the set of activities all of our teams start with, does not include stuff like combination play of the middle, offside trap, how to bypass the midfield, exposing a flat back line, playing between the lines, playing a double pivot, and a thousand other elements. For us, all these things are components to be layered in when the core has been mastered. When the team identity, the founding style of play, has been established, or at most, introduced in small doses relative to the core training material. To give you an idea of the sort of timescales we're talking about, 3 years into it, our team is still highly trained with the same activities they started with. Now, from our videos, you can see a clear identity exists, but mastery is a different story. There are games and phases of play when I want to kill myself. Remember, this is a team that has won everything and has gone toe-to-toe with the best academies in the world and all playing the right way. And yet, we have not moved on from the core. We do not consider them having it remotely mastered. Actually, if we controlled an entire pipeline up to and including a first team, these players would still be working on much of the core until they retired. If you try to do too much, nothing gets mastered. And guess what? You get Jungle Ball. The golden rule. Do less, not more. All right. So those were the two blog posts from 343.com that I wanted to highlight for this week's podcast. I feel like the topic is something that we all as coaches deal with on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, meaning that we struggle with how to select what exercises to use, how to progress from A to B, from B to C, from C to D, the time frame on when to progress, the difficulties of having to regress and go back to certain topics that we maybe moved on to too quickly. Those are all very, very common problems. And it comes back to a selection of your core exercises and your focus or your time being spent on just that select number, that select few that are going to bring your kids to that next level in the direction of mastery and things that they can use in a game on a week-to-week basis and that is going to be something that's part of your team or your club's long-term vision for these players. With that said, we also understand that it takes an incredible amount of trial and error to figure out what exercises work, what exercises don't, what exercises should be included, and what exercises should be thrown away forever. It really depends on your coaching experience, your coaching background, maybe your playing background, where you're getting your education, where you're finding these drills from, the level of your players, the level of yourself as a coach, the support from your club, your resources, your field, your equipment. I mean, insert anything in the equation and it throws everything off. Here's the thing though, and this is what I really want to underline, bold, italicize, highlight, and just make a point of. The most important thing as a coach is to stand behind your beliefs, your philosophy, your methods that you use, the exercises that you choose to use. When you do start to go to a system that uses a core set of exercises, now you're talking maybe between 10 and 15 or 15 and 20 exercises, and you're starting to repeat these exercises over and over and over and over again. You might catch some heat. You might experience some questions. You might get grilled by your DOC, or you might have a parent come up and be like, you worked on that yesterday. You worked on that last week. You worked on that the week before. And like I said, you, in your toolkit, probably the biggest, most important tool that you have is a belief in that core set of exercises that you do choose. It's crucial. It's crucial. And I'm going to end this with just which is one last quick story. Today's podcast, nice and short, to the point. Last week, our U10 boys were playing a 4v0 rondo that actually turned into a 4v1. And we share the field with a U10 girls team, and they start about a half an hour later than us. And so their coach and their team is always walking up at about the same time that we are doing 4v0, 4v1 rondos. And every time that they arrive, it appears, of course, that we are doing the same exact thing over and over and over again. And so last week I went over to the coach, maybe it was a week before, I went over to their coach and greeted her as she was walking across the field. Hey, how's it going? You know, whatever. And she kind of leaned in and whispered to me, do you guys do the same thing every practice? And I kind of just laughed and I, I looked at her and I said, yeah, we do. And it's because we wholeheartedly believe that that is the absolute best way to get the most out of our players. We've selected a core set of exercises, a handful of exercises that we want our players to know in and out. We want those players to just be able to step up and execute over and over and over and over again. But if we were to just train that once a month or once every other month or come back to it and spend 5 minutes, maybe every other week or something like that, it would never happen. It would never happen. So with that, I guess we will end today's podcast, but I kind of want to end with a question for you. What is your core set of exercises? What are they? What do you use on a regular basis? What does your monthly or quarterly or yearly plan look like? How many exercises are you using? How many topics are you covering? And how much of that do you think now, after looking back and writing it all out and thinking about it, how much of that is leading your team in the direction of mastery? With that, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you. Quick disclaimer, the team being referenced in the two blog posts that I read from 343.com are from Chivas USA's Development Academy coach by Brian Kliven. A lot of you guys are familiar with Brian from 343 if you guys follow the work of 343. The team that I was referencing that I coach is not affiliated with Brian, is not affiliated with 343 other than I coach them. That is the San Luis Obispo Fire or San Luis Obispo Soccer Club U10 boys. So no affiliation between the two teams. Didn't want anybody to be confused about that. So now that we got that all sorted out, now we'll really see you next week. All right. Adios.